Stephanie Hicks. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. You got a creak in your voice. You still exhausted from the marathon?
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us the story. You know, we've been following this for, it seems like almost a year now. Take us back to why you decided to run in the Chicago Marathon.
This spring, my cousin Shelley was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. And we decided, my sister and I decided to raise money to help cure breast cancer. And the best way to do that was running the Chicago Marathon for the cure.
And what was your goal?
We had to raise a minimum of $1,500 apiece in order to participate. And we believe, we haven't got our final totals yet because the donations were still coming in, but we believe we raised over $5,000 total.
Now, when you decided to run in the Chicago Marathon, there wasn't much marathon experience, was there?
No, there wasn't. My sister actually took this very seriously and trained very, very hard for it, and I'm so proud of her. She actually walked and ran a lot of 26-milers down in Ohio in preparation. I, on the other hand, took it not quite as seriously, but, however, we both finished. And we did very well for us.
All right, and tell us what you learned in this experience.
Well, I've learned, number one, that it's hard to go from 13.1 miles, which I'm used to running, to 26.2 without a lot of training. But I've learned that there's a lot that is said for the love and determination of family and friends to show support for a loved one that's in need.
Tell us, how does the battle against cancer, how's it going?
She's doing well. Shelly's doing well. She's in the middle, actually on the tail end of her chemo treatment, and thereafter she'll be doing some radiation. She actually came down to Chicago with her family, her two daughters, and her mom, and her dad, her stepdad, and one of our friends, a family friend, came down with her daughters. And they were there at the Pink Ribbon mile number 23 there with love and support and cheering us on, and it was amazing.
Tell us how the diagnosis goes. Is she going to survive this?
We believe yes. Yes, she's fighting hard, and yes, I believe she will.
All right, and for people who want to do similar things like this, what do you tell people who are not only supporting people who are battling cancer, but who are thinking about raising money and doing something with some meaning?
I say go for it. I think it's a really good way to show your support for someone who's going through that type of a situation. You know, we always want to say we want to help them, and sometimes there's just no way to really help them. But this is a way that we can show support by raising the money to help find a cure for it.
All right, Stephanie, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about, tell us about your run in the marathon, how it felt to start, where you started hitting those walls, and what kept you going.
Well, we did very well. We started off pretty strong, Diane and I both did. I got through the first 5 miles without having to really walk, and then, but that's my norm, and we just kind of walked and ran and walked and ran. About mile 18, I was like, okay, I think I'm done, and Diana said, nope, you're not, let's go. We're, you know, your feet may hurt, but you're not dying of cancer, we're going to go. So, so we kept going, and then at mile 23, we saw our family. And that really pushed us along. And then at mile 25, Diana's back decided to kind of throw out on her a little bit. And I just said, nope, come on. We need a 12-minute mile to finish under 6 minutes. And we did it.
And how'd you feel when you were done?
Oh, amazing, amazing. It was like the feet hurt, but it didn't register. Everybody that was cheering you along, people were complete strangers, and they're just cheering you along and pushing you along through the whole thing. It was amazing.
What does your body feel like now?
It's a little sore. I'm going to load up on the Motrin today.
All right. Stephanie Hicks has been with us telling this story for almost a year. Stephanie, what's next?
What's next? I'm going to go home, go back to work, and try to keep some running and be there to support and love Shelley however she needs it. And who knows, maybe another marathon in another year or so.
All right, Stephanie Hicks and Diana Hack running a marathon for their friend Shelley, who's battling cancer. It's been a great story. Stay in touch with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the show and getting the name and the support out there. We appreciate it very much.